word of God says in the book of Luke 3:16. This was John speaking. He said, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, that latches the latches of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And a lot of people say the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not for everybody, but that is not the Bible. That is not the Bible. He baptized everyone in water who came to repent. That's for everybody. And to the same people he said, Jesus will, not maybe, not a few chosen ones, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is already a lack in the church. I've been too many churches in some crazy places like South Sudan and like Syria, where people are not even sure of their salvation, let alone baptized in the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues. And I would make a call for people to get saved, and 90% of the church is coming up. And then obviously make a call of people that have never prayed in tongues, and everyone who's up front never prayed in tongues. And about 2 years ago, the Lord spoke to me very clearly and said, get my church baptized in the Holy Spirit. For Jesus did not just die so that one day we go to heaven, but he died so that the Holy Ghost can come and dwell on the inside of us, and that we can build up our most holy faith by praying in tongues. And you will hit a ceiling if you don't have tongues. You will hit a ceiling. You can't go above that and work in the realm that we've been hearing about of signs and wonders and miracles if you can't even believe that the Lord can baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And so I was 19 when I left home, when I left Germany to go to Bible school, and I just got baptized in the Holy Spirit. But I never heard about the baptism in fire. And we hear that scripture, but we don't see that demonstrated. We don't see enough people walking in the fire of God, not ashamed of how it looks like, because when you get baptized in the fire of God, you're not just going to sit there and say, well, thank you, Lord, for the fire. I need that fire to just make it through another day. You don't need the fire to have strength, you know, to deal with problems at home or to get wash your dishes. The fire of God will kill you and mark you. It will mark you so that wherever you go, you are branded and there is something different about you. And all those men and women of God that we've been hearing about, they were marked with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And it's not just some touch and a little bit of butterflies and a little bit of tears. It's a complete dying to yourself. It's being that living sacrifice. And I pressed in for that. And you know, if someone has been baptized in the fire, they can't talk about it. I can't. There's no way it comes back. So if you're not sure you've been baptized in the fire of God, you haven't. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's something that changes your life forever. And that girl that I was doubting that I could even preach, you know, I couldn't even preach. I couldn't even speak in front of people. I don't come from a home of ministers, you know, and I'm glad there's no names mentioned so I can really talk about the places I've been to and no one will find out. Amen. And I was sitting in these meetings and doubting that God could use me. I know the Bible is real. I know the miracles are real. I know that what we're hearing is real. But you have to come to that point believing that you can be that one to put your hand on the blind person and they see. That you can be that one to open your mouth and the power of God is going to come and invade people's hearts and lives. You have to come to that point where you say, I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care if I roll around on the floor crying, weeping, sobbing, snot, crying your makeup off and whatever. As a guy, obviously, you'll not cry your makeup off. But I almost did before I got up. It's very crucial to have the right mascara, ladies, when you go in the ministry. Amen. And I was pressing in. And I was sitting in my seat for 16 meetings, asking the Lord, make the man of God call me out by my name. Then I will know for sure I'm called. And nothing happened. Analyzing, thinking, what are these people doing to get touched? What are these people doing to get baptized in the fire of God? And nothing was happening to me until I came to that point where they preached on hunger and thirst. And my pastor, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, was preaching, saying, I can't get hungry for you. I can't get thirsty for you. I can't do that. You have to get hungry and you have to get thirsty. And that person that thought, I could never go to the nations, I'm a nobody, nobody knows me, I know my problems, I know my issues, but God, I'm hungry and thirsty, and you know, that's why I came. That's why I left everything, to come and find out what you want me to do. And you better get ready to find out that it's much bigger than what you think. And you have to die. You have to die to yourself. You have to come to the point of complete abandonment and say, Lord, I don't care about my own life. And it happened here 3.5 years ago when I first heard Evangelist Jonathan preach, that I was asking the Lord to make a way for me into Syria. I was asking. And that's exactly what he talked about. When you pray, you ask. Otherwise, you'll never go anywhere. People are waiting for God to tell them where to go. You ask him to open the door for you. You ask him to go somewhere. You ask him to give you the people and let your heart break for the people. And at that point, I thought, if I go over there, you know, I could lay down my life as a martyr. And I didn't know better at the time. And that's why, you know, nobody knew this. Nobody knew this. I was praying for 6 months to get in there, and I was getting ready for my last week of life. Like, I called my mom, and I was like, Mother, will you be okay if I go over to Syria and then I go to see Jesus? And I'll preach until they take me. And she said, no, absolutely not. God will not send a girl. And, you know, and I said, Mom, yes, he can. Absolutely, he will send the most unlikely. He will take what is weak, what is nothing, what is foolish. And he called me out when I was sitting over there in the other auditorium. And the first thing he said is that, I never prophesied this over anybody, but I hear the Lord say that you will not die as a martyr. And I was gone. I didn't even hear the rest of it. Because nobody knew, but the Lord knew. And I knew that when I go, when he gives me the release, and that was 2 years later on the exact same week. And because of that word, that prophetic word that I got, the Lord opened the door for me through a lady that has VIP status and security clearance. I was not asked for my passport one time. I cut all the lines at border control. Like, it's just 2 minutes, I was in. Every military checkpoint, here's two Middle Eastern ladies, and then there's me. Bright red hair, blue eyes, and nobody asked me a thing. Nobody asked me for my papers, nothing. And I'm driving around in a country you're not supposed to be in, especially as a believer, and where it was declared illegal to pray in tongues. There was a Pentecostal movement in Syria, and some of the Pentecostal leaders started to preach and teach that people that are not baptized in the Holy Ghost praying in tongues are not even saved. They're not even Christians. And that is unbiblical. That is unbiblical. And because of that, the traditional church rose up against them, went to the government, and shut them down. And now, Pentecostal church is illegal in Syria. And they will shut you down by force, killing people if they find out that you're praying in tongues. And when I went, I told the people from the beginning, I am Pentecostal. And I apologize for all the others calling themselves Pentecostals, that they were preaching wrong doctrine to you. But it is a precious gift that the Lord gave to the body of Christ. The church was born with outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Acts 1:8, Jesus said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And Acts chapter 2, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to pray in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And for 9 years, being in Pentecostal church, never praying in tongues, I did not understand that I actually had to open my mouth by faith and pray. I was waiting for God to open my mouth. And nobody taught me. Nobody showed me that in the Word of God until my pastor made me read Acts chapter 2 5 times. And they began to pray in tongues. And they began to pray in tongues. And they began to pray in tongues. And he asked me, who prayed in tongues? I said, they. So not God prayed for them. Not God opened their mouth for them. They began to pray in tongues as the Spirit gave them heavenly words. And there might be some people here, and there's definitely people watching out there. You have never prayed in tongues your whole life. I have prayed for believers 40 years believing. For 40 years knowing that this is a biblical promise and living without it. And it is absolutely not the will of God that any believer will go one more day without the ability of praying in tongues to build up their most holy faith. That is not the Bible. Every single time the Holy Ghost fell, Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 10, while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Ghost fell on every single one and they all began to pray in tongues. Not on a few people because the rest was not yet ready. Not a few people began to pray in tongues because others were not spiritual enough. Because the gift is not for everybody. And he didn't even lay hands on them. So don't think, you know, I have to be right now in your home laying hands, or some minister has to be in your home. You can put your hand on that screen as we pray. And then when I say now, you are going to pray in tongues with me and every single person here in the auditorium. Because the Lord wants you to take the lid off and go on another level spiritually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every single time the Holy Ghost fell in the book of Acts, every single person began to pray in tongues. There was no exceptions. Don't think today that you will be the exception. Don't think I've waited 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. It's not for me. That is a lie of the enemy that is broken today in Jesus' name. And today you're going to be baptized.
That's right.
If you are in this place and you never prayed in tongues,
bring them. That's what I felt God say. Come.
If you're here and you never prayed in tongues, but you want to, run up front right now.
Come quickly.
If you're in your home, I want you to put
home,
your hand
gonna happen
on
in
that screen.
Place.
Today is your day. Not one more day without it in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
It is not God's will to go one more day without it.
Let's all stand to our feet right now. If you've got the gift of the baptism of speaking in tongues and fire, that's good. If you want a fresh touch, come. If you want a fresh touch, fresh fire in your life, there's an anointing right now. Something's going to happen in your home as well. In your home as well. Just get ready. And when you're ready to count and when you're ready to say now, you need to touch the screen and watch what's going to happen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you already pray in tongues, just take an example. You probably know somebody that never prayed in tongues that is not here today. And just the same way as it's going to happen here, it's going to happen through you. Because whatever you have through the laying on of hands, the Lord can do the same thing through you for somebody else. And Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. But he also said, lay hands on the saint, cast out demons, praying tongues. And everywhere the apostles went, they laid their hands on people and they started to pray in tongues. And that's what you need to be doing. There is too many born-again believers that do not pray in tongues, and it is not right. And it's our job to fix that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you guys that have never prayed in tongues, just lift both of your hands right now. If you're in your home right now, put your hand on that screen. And as we pray, you pray out loud. You don't pray quietly. You're not shy. You're not ashamed of the Holy Ghost. And as we pray, as we already heard, prayer believes that you have already received it. And you will not hesitate, because the Holy Ghost is going to come and fill you. And Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, not out of your head. We heard your answer does not come from your head, out of your belly. If you're in your home, just pray this prayer right now. Say, Father God, I ask you now, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire, with the evidence of praying in tongues. This is my gift. I know I have it now, and I will use it. Jesus' name. Just pray. That's it.
Heaven, Lord, bless you, Lord.
Speak it out. Don't allow the enemy to keep you quiet. Speak it out now. That's it. Speak it.